Your reaction, Warren, to today's 5-1 win here at Windsor Park?
I'm disappointed, to be honest, in the performance, but delighted with the result. Probably flattered us a little bit. And I said that to Murph, you know, I thought his team looked a little bit more composed, a lot more energy than us. But, you know, you expect that after. It's been a hard week, and I mean that. 3 games for part-time players in a week. It's a tough thing with a hard game the other night down at Carrick in long grass. But, you know, the main thing is you've points on the board, and that's all that matters.
It was a red card that changed the game, perhaps, was it?
Well, it could have changed the game, but, you know, at the end of the day, they'd equalised, yes. But, you know, there's still 50 minutes of football left. So, you know, whether you say it's changed the game or not, you know, that's up to the pundits. But, yes, you know, could have had a big turning point. But I just think we needed to kick on, and unfortunately we didn't kick on. You know, we played with ourselves today, and that's not like us. But, you know, the main thing is you wake up tomorrow morning, it's 3 points on the board.
We had a ruthlessness to exploit the red card. I think we scored straight away, straight after it, didn't we?
We did, but, you know, it was important to get that goal, you know, straight away. And, you know, I thought we'd build on it and listen with a lot of the play. But, you know, I think that we're trying to cut them instead of getting the ball wide. But, you know, at the end of the day, I can't ask for any more. You know, it's 5 goals at home again and something that, you know, we've got to just keep building on.
Andy Waterworth, hat-trick. Not bad, eh?
Yeah, it's a great hat-trick by Andy, but, you know, he's probably... You know, I've been on his back since he's come back. You know, I think he's not firing on all cylinders yet. But it's a good thing that he's doing well.
A familiar name on the score sheet, Alan Burns yet again.
Yeah, well, you know, as I say, Burns, he's a fantastic player. He's got that knack for goal. And, you know, he's one for the bookies. If you're looking for a first goal scorer, I think he's the one you've got to bet.
And what a cross from Niall Quinn to set up Adam Sally for his first goal for this club.
Yeah, it's fantastic for Adam. You know, I've got belief in him. But, you know, Quinny, I feel sorry for Quinny. Quinny's a fantastic player, and I think it was important to get him tied down last year. You know, I said we've got the two best left-backs in this league, and I stand by that.
And Dungannon had a few chances, so it was a strange result, really, 5-1, wasn't it?
It was. Dungannon had a few chances, but, you know, it's, as I said, that's probably what wins games. You know, it's taking them. We've just got to be ruthless in ourselves and take them, and we certainly did.
And Key and Sproul now back after suspension. It's competition for places is very healthy, isn't it?
It is competition for places. You know, Sproul, he was left out of 16 today. You know, he's only trained, but that's what you want. You got Jimmy, Danny Wallace games last night, Shannon Foster. It's, you know, big Mark Stafford's nearly ready. So it's important that, you know, we keep everyone on their toes.
And the phone's still ringing, a ticket with the deadline coming up at the end of the month?
Yeah, the phone's still ringing, but, you know, at the end of the day, at the minute, I'm getting nowhere. You know, clubs are quite stubborn. And, you know, we'll just keep trying. But listen, we'll right to that window shut, you know, we'll see what we can do.
A week ago, you'd have taken 3 wins in the first 3 games, wouldn't you?
You would have, but, you know, what disappoints me a little bit is, you know, them players, I train with them players, I work with them players, and, you know, no one goes out to have a bad game, but the moans and groans of your own fans whenever you're trying to do things right. And listen, it doesn't, you know, I could take that as a player, but I think the modern-day footballer can't. And, you know, they don't understand. It gets the other players up when they're moaning at our boys. You know, you go to any other ground around the stadium, you know, they support their boys through thick and thin. And, yes, I know this club's very demanding and the pressure, but, you know, you've got to support the players. You know, that we're winning, we're trying to keep the football, and, you know, you can hear it. And I said the players in there, can you? And they can. And, unfortunately, you know, you can go away and say, oh, they're at Linfield, they've got to learn. But, you know... Look, as I said, I work with them and I know what they're about, and, you know, it does affect them. And look, I want everyone to support them. I want, you know, I take full responsibility for everything. And I said that to the players, you know, and as I say, it frustrates me a little bit, you know, because we want to make this a hard place to come. And yes, we weren't great today, but, you know, at the end of the day, we still got the result.
And you want numbers to turn up at Coleraine next Saturday to cheer us on again, don't
you? We do want numbers. You know, I said the Blue Men, they're 1,700 the other night. We're absolutely fantastic. You know, they were patient, but... As I said, they're the best supported, biggest club in the country. You know, let's show them why. Let's get behind our team, you know, and get everyone going in the right direction.
And Coleraine will be tough up there, won't it?
Coleraine's going to be a very tough game. You know, there's no game in this league that's not going to be tough. Because you've got to think, everyone wants to beat us. And that's something that we've got to cope with. And I said to the players, it's a fantastic start, but it's one we'll go up there full of confidence.
Well done on a fine result today. And let's have hopefully more of the same next week.
Thank you.